The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight on Nightly Pop, Mia!
You don't know her story!
Mia is repairing her relationship with her mother as we speak.
Who is prepping him for this these days?
I told you, man, I'm celibate right now.
You don't have to stop having sex. You just have to stop doing the part that makes the baby part.
It smells bad.
Just try it.
These will be the kind of guys that come to you at a bar and talk to you.
Guy looks like Earthworm Jim. little vermin guy.
Slide to bed with us starting right now. Morgan is off. Hunter is here as always.
Hello, hello.
Hello. And we are joined by comedian Jeff Dye.
Yeah. I'm trying to bring that back.
Welcome back.
Arsenio Hall style.
Did you miss us?
Yeah, I missed you guys. I missed everyone. I've been stuck in a house with some creepy dog, you know?
You guys should have a dog play date. Hunter has a lady dog.
Oh, nice. We should have a dog play date.
Yeah, what a cute way to say, hey, you guys, dogs should hook up.
Let's move on, because things finally came to a head last night on the Potomac Housewives. So the ladies tried to go on a relaxing vacation, but Candace and Mia, they faced off again, and things went from mama insults to straight up food fights.
She's hungry. Feed her.
Thirsty.
Do you need some lettuce?
God.
You need to grow up.
You started with me, and you need to learn how to finish.
I didn't start.
You say this bullshit. And you need to watch your mouth.
Low budget.
Watch your mother's low budget. Go cry about it in your room. No, 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 no.
I'm not gonna get it. No,
Candace, do you know her mother?
No,
do you know?
Speak to somebody's mom.
Then don't speak to you.
You,
Mia.
You don't know her story.
You don't know her story either.
Do I spend more time with her?
Tasha.
Cows. They don't know what the hell is going on in Potomac. Jeff, have you been in a food fight ever?
I love food fights. Yeah, I'm a big fan of it. I think, you know, she said you need to grow up. That's true. Yeah, throwing food's pretty, you know, it's immature, but it's funny. Yeah. Classic Potomac, too, you know? Yeah, well, you know how people from Potomac are. Yeah. Throwing food.
Oh, here we go.
Insulting mamas.
I forgot I'm talking to the two Real Housewives experts.
Yeah,
right
if
here.
You guys don't know, Mia is repairing her relationship with her mother as we speak. And Candace is really, she's got these surface level insults that do more damage to the friendships that she has than they do good. Nina, don't let me keep going.
Who is prepping him for this?
We'll say.
Which one of our producers decided to prep him on Potomac this way?
He makes it sound real sophisticated.
He went from sounding like you, basically, about clearly you've never seen an episode, to him, like you watch every Sunday.
I do want to say that my favorite line was when she goes, hey, you started with me, and you need to learn how to finish.
That's
the best line I've ever heard in my
life.
Well, I just feel like this is a backstep. If they're big, it must have been a Caesar salad.
Hey, romaine over there on
that. Oh, my gosh. I need to get somebody else in here that watches Real Housewives. Anyway, J-Lo and Ben have attended the screening of his new film, The Tender Bar. You know, they were interrupted by fans while he was in the car, asking to sign a Batman mask. You guys, what do you think J-Lo was more annoyed by, the Batman mask signage or his cigarettes?
I don't know. Does she like cigarettes?
She's dating him, and he's a smoker.
Yeah, so maybe she doesn't care.
Are you a smoker?
No. I like cigars. I smoke a lot of cigars. Yeah.
Hunter, you don't smoke anything. Do you smoke a cigar?
I would die. I'm pretty sure as soon as
cigars are kind of cool. Like, the image of a guy smoking a cigar is very sexy.
Yeah, Ben Affleck had a cigar right there. That photo would be purchased by GQ.
It would be iconic.
Got the beautiful woman. He's got the car. He's driving the cigarettes. The cigarette's kind of low budget.
I feel like...
There you go!
I don't think they're going to last.
Oh, God.
Being genuine, I think she... Look at her. She's done with this.
She's not.
If you drink another... Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee and wash it down with a cigarette, I'm gonna throw up in this car.
I know it's kind of like cigarettes do
stink. Strong take.
He does look hot when he smokes.
That little weird cigarette he hasn't ashed?
Yeah.
It was like gonna fall. He's still
signing. That's the kind
of like. Come here, guy. Let me give you a Batman mask.
I like the ones that like wiggle out the mouth. I don't know. There's just something cool about Ben Affleck that I'm attracted to.
I bet J-Lo's just more annoyed. Like, why aren't they clamoring about me?
Well, it's his movie though, you know? And I'm shocked people want him to sign a Batman mask. I thought he was the worst Batman.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, can you sign the inside? Bale already signed the outside of it. I'll keep that.
You guys, let's talk about Nick Cannon. Did you know he had 7 kids, Jeff?
I did know that.
Mm, yeah. 7 children.
Can you name them?
No, I don't even know if he can name them. Good point. Apparently, though, he is now taking a baby break. He went on Drink Champs and talked about his pledge to be celibate.
They recently judged you for having so many kids. I said, he got so many kids. I ain't even got that many. And compared to, I'm like low on the totem pole, but I love all my kids.
Yeah, because you busting in everything. Is that?
I'm celibate right now.
You said you're not really, but kind of a sort of.
Nah, y'all said really. I've said I'm going within.
What's your sabbatical right now? How long?
Man, I'm trying to go. I'm gonna see if I can make it.
We seen the Wild and Out girls. We seen the Wild.
Yeah, I've seen them too. They're great colleagues.
I wish I was as passionate about anything as Nick Cannon is about not wearing condoms.
Oh,
because that guy, he hates condoms.
He really does.
He doesn't need to go celibate. He needs to go anywhere. Literally everywhere sells condoms nowadays. Go buy some condoms and just try it out. See if he likes it.
You don't have to stop having sex. You just have to stop doing the part that makes the baby part.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good point.
It's only the last couple seconds.
He lives in these extremes of like, no more sex. You're like, no, you can do that.
I just feel like the older a guy gets, the more skilled he is in not getting someone pregnant.
Right.
Like, normally the guys who are getting like girls pregnant, like you hear about a guy who's like 25, he's like, I got this girl pregnant or whatever, right? But I feel like guys who get in their 30s and 40s, like, their pullout game is pretty spectacular.
Can we say pullout game on television?
Yeah, we can.
Just
did. Oh my God.
The old POG.
That's a POG.
Yeah, a strong POG.
Are you down with POG?
You can talk about this.
Oh my God. It's basically my OPP.
I really missed an opportunity to say, yeah, you know me.
That's the lyric. Damn it. Yeah, you know me. And I also, with Nick Cannon in the pullout game, I think for him, it's like he's a betting man, and he's lost so many races in a row, he just keeps thinking to himself, I'm going to win this one. She's not going to get pregnant.
Can't be again.
Think about
There's
how
no
many
way.
Women probably could have been. He probably could have 14 kids. Like, I think 7 is probably...
What do you mean he could?
I'm just saying...
Like, have you heard of Genghis Khan? Yeah, you could have 1 million kids if you wanted.
No, I'm just saying I think he's gotten lucky. I think he probably could have more. I think he's not pulling out in anybody.
I don't think anybody's looking at Nick Cannon.
Oh, I see what you're alluding to.
Like, I think he's lucky it's only 7.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't think he's lucky at all when it comes to how many kids he has. I think he's unlucky.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's move on, you guys. Let's brace yourselves for this news. Did y'all know that Kanye is now flying commercial?
Oh,
he was taking pictures with fans. He even took one with Kate Beckinsale's ex, Goody Grace. This is so random. I'm confused. Someone said he was in economy. I don't know what's going on. He is a billionaire. I haven't seen someone of his stature fly commercial in a really long time. So this is why it's making news. People aren't used to seeing like people like Kanye in the airport anymore.
I've always said it. Kanye is a man of the people. He's just like us.
Just like us. We have so much in common.
Kanye, yeah. I've flown many times towards the back of a Southwest flight, and seated right next to me was Kanye. I never brought it up, but that's his thing.
Yeah, that's really, it's happened a bunch.
A ton.
It's his thing. I saw Wesley Snipes fly commercial
once. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
That was for tax reasons.
Well, I know. But it made me feel good.
Passenger 57.
Wesley Snipes sits behind
Jeff. Didn't you feel safe?
Yeah, that made me so happy. I just kept that going. I can't believe this.
Playing with Blade.
The most famous. Yeah, exactly.
All right, you guys, we got to take a break. But coming up, Reality Star's creepy way of drinking has us all confused. Plus, a TV host admits his brony status live on TV. That is next.
My God.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's check back in with our favorite couple, shall we? Stephen and Alina on 90 Day Fiancé The Other Way. Oh, gosh, this guy bugs me so much, you guys. All right, so last night's episode, Alina wanted to go on a romantic wine tasting date. So naturally, Stephen made it weird.
It smells bad.
It smells good. Just try it. I come here with my boyfriend. It's kind of a romantic activity, and now, oh, this is disgusting.
Feels weird on the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like tingles or something.
Maybe it's better when you swallow it.
You're funny.
I love it.
Big missed opportunity for a joke right there by him, by the way. Oh. She teed him up.
She did. You want to finish it?
I usually do.
Okay.
The pinky game was strong on that wine, though. I like that.
It was fancy.
That is nice.
It was very fancy.
Have you guys ever really had an awkward date? Like, what's your most awkward date?
My most awkward
date? Yeah, have you had something happen?
I showed up and the girl didn't look anything like what I thought.
So it was like an app date? Like...
Yeah, here's the problem. If I'm gonna be full disclosure.
Yeah.
I feel like
this is a safe space.
I'm 38 years old. I thought I was gonna date a woman. She shows up, she's like 19.
Oh, too young.
Yeah, so I was like, this ain't gonna work.
Yeah.
I don't know any Pokemon. It's not gonna.
That you're not one of those guys that wants to date like a 20-year-old. Like,
no.
You wanna date a grown
woman. A woman? Yeah, she goes, age is just a number. I go, yeah, it's also how many years old you are. Yeah. Have you thought about that?
All right, you guys. You might not know this, but yesterday was a historic day. America's Funniest Home Videos aired its 700th episode. And they also revealed a huge milestone. The show has now aired 904 groin hits.
Nice.
And they have even more in their library. I have to say, you both look like you're in pain a little.
It does. It's a lot.
If you could liken it, because obviously that's a pain I've never felt, what does it feel like? I'd like to know.
What an opportunity.
This is actually what really an opportunity. Interesting.
You know what it feels exactly, ladies? It feels exactly like childbirth. It feels exactly the same.
Imagine someone went up through your anus and grabbed your, like, the bottom of your stomach and just,
God.
Like, squeezed it.
It's like a Mortal Kombat game.
It doesn't hurt that
It does
bad.
Feel like it's from the inside out. Like, getting hit in
the
balls.
Like getting the wind knocked out of you?
Yeah, it feels like the wind got knocked out of you, but right behind your belly button.
I feel like men are over-exaggerating how bad it hurts. I don't believe it.
No, I wish the pain upon you. Because I'll tell you this, you could punch me.
Are you a witch now?
You could punch me in the arm or the chest or the stomach pretty hard, and it would not be comfortable, but it would be fine. You could just flick me like that in the testicles, and it would send shockwaves through my body.
I don't know why, but I just feel so much power with that. Critics are talking about Vanessa Hudgens. Her new My Little Pony movie apparently is being criticized for being too woke. What some might find more controversial is the fact that these hosts realized what brony meant on live TV.
The film also depicts anti-magic ponies that are likely to spread fear and untruths. And critics online pointing out that one of the evil characters looks very similar to former President Trump.
On Fox News,
will this news jeopardize your status as a brony?
It's not a
I didn't
brony.
Know I had the status, but I do you know tell what, me you're super into.
Do you know what a brony is?
Is that a man into My Little Ponies?
Well, then I'm a brony, I guess.
No, no, you don't want to be.
You don't want to be?
No, no,
but
no.
If you've lost,
is it more than what I actually assume? Yeah. Oh, I thought bronies were just dudes who are into My Little Pony.
Until I know what brony
is. More than that?
I'm a brony.
Is there more to it than that?
There's like, there's a sexual element involved.
Oh, there is?
Oh, boy. Is there? Oh, wait, I didn't know that.
Me neither, till today.
There's a sexual element to brony?
It's become that, like everything else.
Oh, that's nasty.
It used to just be nice.
I thought it was just guys who liked My Little Pony.
Yeah, because there's a bunch of those who don't want to f*** the ponies.
It's like a kid's thing, and the things like friendship's magic, it's very nice.
Friendship's and magic.
It is. That's the whole shtick, is like friendship's magic. And there was like kids at school who go, you know, hey, I watched this cartoon with my sister or whatever, and it's pretty good.
Did you watch My Little Pony as a kid?
No, but I watched a documentary about this, and all the kids were so nice. There was like these young boys who just going, but I kind of like it too. And then all the big kids were going, shut up. And it's like, no, he's just a nice kid who also likes My Little Pony. It's about friendship. It's nothing sexual about it. And then, of course, a bunch of perverts.
Right.
Decided to make it about sex.
Yeah, because I thought it was a cute thing.
It is.
Kids, it's like, nice. You know, being into it.
It's nice. It's for
kids. To a specific age, right? And then when you're 40 and you love My Little Pony and you go to My Little Pony conventions, it's a different convention.
We're moving on. A woman has gone viral sharing video of a flock of turkeys holding her car hostage as she tried to leave work. Take a look.
So the turkeys are surrounding my car, and they will not let me get to my car. And this one right here, this must be a male. They're all coming at me. Get away from me.
Coming.
That is my car.
Oh, my
gosh. Get away from me.
I love that.
She sounds giddy with happiness. Yeah. Not scared.
Yeah. I also like how she tried to make it a gender thing. She goes, this must be a male. No, this one's gonna come at me. Must be a guy.
It was coming at her. I've had wild turkeys in my neighborhood before. It's very strange.
I've never had a wild turkey in my neighborhood. Where do you
grow up? When my parents live in Sacramento and there was like wild turkeys, ironically, I kid you not, it was Thanksgiving.
If that happened to me, I would have a Thanksgiving turkey with tread marks on it. I'd have a couple, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, please.
Well, that's why I like videos like this, though. It's like, you know how we treat these birds. So, yeah, get your justice, bird. Do what you gotta do.
Hunter, you would not fight. You're not aggressive. You're not going after a turkey.
To a turkey, he would.
I would run over.
You'd invite it in. It'd play with Lucy. You'd take pictures with it on Instagram. Like, come on.
I would let it think I like it. I'd let it get comfortable with the family. And then as soon as it wasn't looking...
Yeah, it's like a mob hit.
Tread marks.
Yeah. We're going to take another break while Hunter gets it together. But coming up, a boyfriend who would rather play with his joystick. Plus, we decide if a guy was catfished or just cheating. That's next. Welcome back. So grab your gavels because Nightly Pop Court is now in session. It is time for... So... All right, so first up, this mess is from divorce court. So Jordy's love for video games may cause his girlfriend Lakeisha to say game over.
I walk in front of the TV and I have my nice little lingerie on, just looking really young.
Donna.
He didn't see me. He's literally like, so you winning at the games, but you're losing in life, sir.
But, Your Honor, it's not like I'm not spending time with her. We go to bed together, and I spend time with her right there.
I tell every girl, and this is a message for everybody, don't date a gamer. Why do you want to be someone who sits in a chair for 12 hours just with headphones on? Don't date the gamers.
I feel like there's not a middle ground. Like, I feel like a guy either really loves to play or he doesn't.
I'm sorry, your girlfriend has just made a whole meal and now she's in lingerie. That's how you know you have a gaming problem. I can't see Mario. Can you move your perfect lingerie body? He's a loser.
Got a good point.
Guys like to be good at something, and video games make you feel good at something.
I never thought about it like that.
Yeah, and the guys who really love video games are guys who probably aren't dominating in the workplace or in the bedroom or whatever, and so they want to dominate somewhere. Which is why I've
They gotta go to a third land, go save Zelda or whatever. get your life together.
Oh boy, let's move on. Our next case is from couples court. So Jamie found out her fiance Gary is on a dating site, but he has an interesting excuse.
I went through his phone, and this is exactly what I found.
Okay, that's like a profile. Discreet relationships, oral sex, friends with benefits. Those are things he's interested in.
Yeah, and that's not happening with me. No. So who is it happening with? Now,
I had a friend of mine staying with me, and he took my picture, and he made that. He made that dating site. He catfished him.
Wait a minute. Wait. The most shocking thing about this. He's 30?
Yeah.
It's been a rough 30.
Maybe that's why I don't do as well on dating apps, is because I don't have a sick photo like that guy used, you know?
Yeah.
I should be catfishing with Gary's photo.
This is look at him. He looks strong. You know, he looks different in the photo.
He's barely in the photo.
Barely in it.
Is that a bathroom stall?
It looks like he might be in a bathroom stall.
I mean, the big part. He's a Pisces.
You found the best.
Which honestly explains a lot.
Yeah.
Are you afraid of being catfished?
No, because nowadays it's so easy. You could say if the girl won't send a picture or video, I can send a video in two seconds. Hey, I'm Jeff. You send the video.
Right. You have to try to get to know somebody a little bit before you try to FaceTime with them. You know, you can't just assume everybody's a catfish.
I make the first day to FaceTime. That's the first date.
Yeah, that's fine. You guys, let's keep it moving. And finally, we have a throwback clip from Caught in Providence. I didn't know this was a show, but apparently it has. And this is great. Now resurfacing. You always want to tell your kids the truth, but there might be a limit.
Who are these two young, beautiful young ladies with you?
Those are my daughters.
First of all, what do you think? You think he's guilty or not guilty? What do you think?
Guilty.
You think he's guilty?
Yes.
Yeah. So what do you think about your dad? Is he guilty or not guilty of these traffic violations?
Guilty.
Guilty. You're dead.
They don't know. I don't think they know what guilty and not guilty means.
He got sentenced to 15 years after that.
Oh my God. We tell them to tell the truth, and then they tell the truth. You know?
No, I'm going to be very clear with my children early on to never incriminate daddy. Yeah. Ever.
You got to think this through, Hunter. You got to think what you're saying.
I don't give a
with what you're saying. No, I'll tell you why, because we're talking about it in a really interesting format.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey, they shouldn't have told the truth because it might get dangerous. Really? What if you're, what if you go, hey, can you come talk to daddy? Has mommy been hanging out with any other boys? You know? And then she goes, no. You go, oh, you want the truth.
So you want to be able to spy on
mommy.
Yeah,
you want your kids to be snitches.
Oh, okay.
Snitches
so you can spy.
Tell the truth.
If you were caught implicated in a big crime, I would lie for you.
You would?
Yes, in a
really?
Heartbeat.
Like an Ocean's 11 caper. They're like, Nina cracked a safe and took some diamonds.
No way. I would say, first of all, Nina would never do that, you guys. I know Nina. I know Nina well. And I'd be slowly hiding the diamond necklace you gave me. Well, okay. I would never rat you out.
Oh, we're out of time. Jeff, thank you so much
for being here.
We guys, we will see you all tomorrow night, so make sure you set your DVRs. We'll see you then. Bye.
Later.